The question today is, why should we study the Old Testament? I know there's some people today who want to denounce the Old Testament, don't want anything to do with it. There's some, even some religions, who, such as the Jews, for instance, will deny the New Testament because they do not believe Jesus was the Messiah. But they will look to the Old Testament to try to live by the Old Testament. But folks, God gave us both the Old Testament and the New Testament, and really what that means, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, and therefore we need to study the Old Testament. Why do we need to do that? Because it tells us of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John chapter 5, Jesus himself said this, as he was talking to a group of Pharisees, in a sense, and he said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think," that's 5:39 of John, "for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come unto me that ye might have life." You see, these Pharisees knew the Scriptures backwards and forwards. The Old Testament's all was present at that time. The New Testament had not yet been written when Jesus spoke to them of these verses of Scripture. And so as a result, he said, "Search them. The Old Testament testifies of me." We call it history sometimes, and history, we ought to say, is his story. It talks about the Lord Jesus. It shows them. In fact, the Lord Jesus himself said to a group on the road to Emmaus one day after that, of course, they had after Jesus was crucified, these two disciples he walked by on the road to Emmaus didn't know who he was. But then the Bible says in verse number 27, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scripture the things concerning himself." In other words, he said that all in the book, in the Moses, the beginning of the Genesis, all the way back, in all the prophets, minor and majors that man's divided it into, is all speaks about Jesus. And he spoke of those things concerning himself. Then when he met with the disciples in that room that night, that first resurrection night, the Bible said in verse 44, he said unto them, Luke chapter 24, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses," that's the first five books of the Bible, "and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Jesus himself even spoke about the Psalms. And then we know Paul himself, he said that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, as he's telling the church at Corinth, he made a statement to them, and he said to moreover, "Brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." And then he said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Those Scriptures were Old Testament Scriptures because the New Testament had not yet been written. So you see, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament does. And then Philip said this in the book of Acts chapter number 8, verse number 35. This is when he met the eunuch on the road out in the desert, down south in the desert. And when he met him, he was reading from Isaiah 53, the eunuch was. And he didn't understand what he was reading, where he talked about he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. And, of course, he read also about the sheep and the slaughter and whatnot, the other, and a lamb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. Those other verses in Isaiah 53, and when Philip joined himself to the chariot, said, "You understand what you read?" He said, "How can I except some man guide me?" And Philip said in Acts chapter 8, verse 35, "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same Scripture and preached unto him Jesus." He lifted up Jesus to him, if you please, and spoke of him there from the Old Testament, Isaiah 53, Isaiah, the Old Testament Scripture. So you realize something, Jesus needs to be lifted up. The Bible said in the book of John chapter 12, verse number 32, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." And I know it meant the cross as far as the death he was going to die in that verse, but he needs to be lifted up. And we do that through the Old Testament Scripture because it tells us of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's lifted up so he'll draw all men to himself because the Bible said in John 1:4, "In him was life." And 1 John 5:12 said, "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." So why should we study the Old Testament? First of all, it tells us of Jesus. then also it gives us hope. The Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 15, verse number 4, he said this, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope." Fact of the business, that word learning means to understand. You've got to have some understanding before you'll ever be saved. And God says He gives you the understanding through the Old Testament. And it gives you hope. We need hope. Man, if we didn't have hope, where would you be today? So the Old Testament gives us hope. And then also, we know the Old Testament is full of types and pictures and shadows, as it speaks about in Hebrews. And that all helps us to understand the real. Pictures show us something. Somebody said a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, the Old Testament's full of pictures. All the sacrifices and all the tabernacle and everything in the Old Testament is a picture of the real. And the real is the Lord Jesus Christ and His redemptive work for fallen man. And what He'll do for you. And so therefore, how He shed His blood that you might have life. Deals with faith. All those things involve. And so why should we study the Old Testament? Because it tells of Jesus. Because it gives of hope. It gives you understanding. But it also makes you wise unto salvation. And that's the most important part. Because what should it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul? So the Old Testament makes you wise unto salvation. The Bible says about Timothy, as Paul writes Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15. He speaks to him and says, "That from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in which is in Christ Jesus." He said the holy Scriptures, and the only Scriptures that were written at that time were the Old Testament. There were holy Scriptures because holy men of old were moved by the Holy Ghost to pin down the Word. And God breathed those Scriptures from His very inner being. And He said, "I give them to uplift Jesus to you, that they may make you wise unto salvation." And of course, Timothy, the Bible tells how that happened, because in his home, because his mama and his grandmother taught him. Didn't say much about his daddy and his granddaddy, because they were on the Gentile side. But the Jewish side here, the mother, it said in verse number 5 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, "Wherefore I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by..." Well, verse number 5, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." In other words, it built faith in him. It built faith in him even though he was not yet saved. And therefore, there is an intellectual faith that leads to a seeking faith, that leads to a saving faith. But these Scriptures made him wise unto salvation. Because, what his mother taught him, the gods can use up on people. For instance, it puts a foundation in which you can build on. It's not sinking sand or shifting sand. It's a foundation. For instance, Paul, every time he went to a new place, where did he go? He went to the synagogue. That was the place where the Jews met. And yet he was a minister unto the Gentile people. But he went to the synagogue first. Why? I know there's some proselyte Gentiles or Jews there, which were Gentiles. But he went there because they had a foundation on which to build. They understood some things about the Old Testament Scripture which pointed to Jesus. They may not have understood it was Jesus that he was talking about. In fact, many rejected him as being the one that was speaking about. But he went to them, and several were saved because of the fact they had a foundation to draw from, a build upon, if you please. Now, the problem with most Baptists today, they don't have a grip on the Old Testament. They don't understand the Old Testament. They've never studied the Old Testament. They've never even studied the New Testament. Many of them haven't. And no wonder there's not much real going on in our churches today, because we don't have a foundation to build on. New Tribes Missions, when they say that when they go into a new area where they've never had the gospel preached to them before, they don't even preach the gospel about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus as far as just the New Testament to them. They start in the book of Genesis. They laid the foundation about Adam and Eve and the fall of man and of course, the sacrifices and all throughout the Adam and Abraham and Cain and Abel and all those, Noah and the flood and all those things. As they build through for 3 months, they never even try to mention the name of Jesus, even though they taught them Jesus in the Old Testament, His story, history, if you please. And therefore, it gave them hope. but yet they come to a place and they preach to them Jesus. Now, our problem in our Baptist churches today, we're trying to preach Jesus to a group who've never understood the Old Testament, have no idea about the Old Testament. And no wonder we have so much instruction and line upon line and precept upon precept, because there's no foundation to build upon. We've not studied the Old Testament. Why should we study the Old Testament? Because it tells us of Jesus. It gives us hope. It's full of pictures and types to give us understanding, so we can understand the real. And it makes us wise unto salvation. I remember the story of the lady who was saved as she testified in the island of Lewis there in the revival around 1950, somewhere about that time. She spoke of the fact that there on that island that she grew up on, that all of the people really were lost people, but yet they went to church. They had a church background, and they made a promise to the church fathers, I guess you could say, that they would have family devotions. They may not have called it that. I think they called it family prayer. But they, in those family devotions, they would sit down, and those daddies who were not saved, they wasn't even born again, they instructed their children in the things of the Old Testament, such as Isaiah 53. They caused them to memorize those scriptures. They kept it before them day and night. And this lady said that whenever God moved on that island in 1950, even though she wasn't there at the time, and many of the young people who grew up on that island, mind you, everybody on the island, she said, was lost, proved out in that meeting that they were lost. And yet, but what happened was, every one of those children that grew up in those homes, God dealt with them, whether they was out on the fishing boats, fishing, or on the dance floors, dancing and committing their sins in debauchery, or wherever they were. And she testified of the fact that the reason they were saved, because God moved in power on that island, was because that in their homes they'd studied the Old Testament scripture as well as the New Testament in this day and time. But they studied, and God's Holy Spirit had fuel for fire, had a foundation to build upon. They had been made wise unto salvation. May the Lord help us today to study the Old Testament, to pass it on to our children, and then the New Testament as well. Of course, we've got the copy of the New Testament today, because they go hand in hand, and they'll make people wise unto salvation, because they tell about Jesus. And He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Not only on the cross, but we need to lift Him up again and again, because no man can come to Him except He be drawn. But when He draws and you have some understanding about who He is, the Bible says you'll come to Him and you'll be made wise unto salvation. And the Holy Ghost of God, in Holy Ghost conviction, will have fuel for fire, that people might be saved. May God help us to study the Old Testament. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.